Good morning. How's everyone doing? How are we doing? We're cold. Yeah, we're cold and we're tired. But we had good sleeps. I had a really good sleep. Did you have good sleep? No. It's about 6:10. We're pretty much packed up, and so are Josh and Ant. So today, just in case you don't remember, we are going from Kings Canyon up to, off trail to Kearsarge Pass, and we're going over that through, what's it called, Onion Valley?
Onion Valley Trailhead.
Yeah, Onion Valley Trailhead, where we're then going to grab a hitch to Bishop, a nice little town, and we're going to have a Nero today, obviously, and then a Nero the next day is currently the plan. So we're just going to take a little bit of time out just to resupply again, get our clothes clean, get ourselves clean, and get ready for the next stretch. It should be quite a good day. I think we've got quite a big climb up ahead of us, which is why we're getting up quite early. I believe it's about 3,000 foot all in all of elevation gain. So that'll bring us to about 11,000 or 12,000 feet, I think. Something like that. So I think we're at 9,000 at the moment. It's a cold, cold morning, very fresh, not many clouds in the sky at all, and we're within, like I said, the canyon, so there's no sun on us at all at the moment. Hopefully when we get to the top of the pass we'll be more in the sun's rays and getting nice and nice and toasty. Looking forward to getting to town, getting some good food in us. Forrester Pass yesterday was tiring, and it was one of the first, well, not one of the first days, but one of the days so far where I've really felt the hiker hunger. Literally everything I ate just wasn't quite enough, and we had a lot of dinner as well, and even after that I was like, yeah, I could do more. So I'm kind of looking forward to getting into town. What was that?
We had double dinner and it wasn't enough.
We did have double dinner and it still wasn't enough. So yeah, we got a... I'm looking forward to getting to town and like getting my body some fuel. It's going to be nice. And of course, contacting home and all of that. And seeing messages from you guys, and it's going to be awesome. So let's get started in here. I always end it weirdly. We've just climbed like pretty much vertically from where we were camping straight up, because the trail was like covered in snow, so we couldn't really see it. But we're back on a trail now, and it's weird because suddenly you just pop out in like this snowless shrubland. There's still like pine trees all over the place, but there's all like small sagebrush and all of these other bushes that we haven't seen yet, but there's no snow. It's brilliant because you can actually walk at a normal pace, although it is uphill. Either side of us are some of the most beautiful mountains I've ever seen. On my right is a proper mountain, like the most pinnacle mountain you'd ever seen. Most typical mountain you've ever seen. Just like a sharp point shooting up into the sky with like these extremely jaggedy, rocky ridgelines shooting their way down. Up on our left is a very rocky peak, illuminated by the sun, and then slightly behind us are all these boulderous mountains, again covered in snow and illuminated by the sun. It's just absolutely beautiful. We're heading up now towards, or at least between, two sort of rocky peaks. Not too sure where the path's going to take us. At some point we take off on the PCT, and I'm not even sure if we're on the PCT at the moment, but I think we've still got a little bit of the way to go before we turn off towards Kearsarge. It's beautiful, and so the snow begins again. Never too long a break. Off trail now, off the PCT, and now we are on
Bullfrog Lake Trail.
So that means we've done 2 miles up, reaching, I think it was like an extra 1,000 feet elevation or something.
Yeah.
We've still got a bit to go, but we're doing really well actually. We did that first climb quite quick. Proud of us. It's so beautiful, guys. I know I keep on saying this and I keep on describing things the same way. Everything's covered in snow, there's pine trees everywhere, mountains, rocky mountains. But each one is different,
Josh,
and it's gorgeous.
I think Josh said it well. He said it.
What did you say?
He said it's like we're in a screensaver.
Yeah, it is like we're in a screensaver. That's very true.
sun cream on because I got super burnt yesterday.
Yeah, my, like Josh said it as well, the underside of my nostrils are burnt to fudge.
Yeah.
Really, really sore.
I guess like the reflection of the snow.
Yeah. I could feel it yesterday as well when we were walking along. I could just feel my face like being radiated. I was like, help me.
Yeah, but, yeah, me too.
But because you go so slow in the snow, I never like, we never really want to stop to put it on. Might sniffle there?
No.
It's so nice. We're walking between lakes at the moment, sometimes even over lakes. Which feels kind of weird.
It's nice.
It is nice.
I like it.
The snow's so nice and solid today as well. In comparison to yesterday, we can just glide over the top, which is brilliant.
You can walk on the snowpack without
thinking. Yeah. And it's interesting, like, we're following a load of footprints. We're following all of these footprints, but actually a lot of them are heading the other way. Back the other way, obviously people going back to the PCT after their time in Bishop, which is kind of cool, but slightly annoying because if you're trying to follow the footprints exactly, like you're walking in the footprints, your feet don't fit, so it's kind of uncomfortable, which is why we're thankful that the snow is super packed, because it means we can just walk on the side. These lakes, they're not open lakes at all, they're all frozen over, covered in snow. You can barely tell they're lakes apart from the fact that they kind of dip in and you can see the banks slightly, and sometimes there's a bit of exposed ice. And it's really awesome. We crossed several already today, not really realizing we were walking on top of a lake until we get to the other end. But it's awesome, very secure, no cracks or anything. So, Mum, Dad, don't worry. But this is so beautiful. Oh, I've got to stop saying that. Like, I can't just keep on coming on and saying it's beautiful. You guys know by now that it's beautiful. One of the really cool things that I love about the snow is that you can really see animal tracks. We've seen several times over the past few days small tracks from a form of canine, which we think are coyotes. Sobo caught a video of a coyote like on an opposite mountain, showed it to us yesterday, and it looked awesome. And it was on its own, and that's kind of when we see what we see in the tracks, is like a lone, small dog-like animal. So yeah, I reckon it's coyotes, perhaps foxes every now and then as well. But we also, today, we've come across loads of deer tracks, and it's awesome because you can see, you can really easily tell which direction they're going in. So they have two kind of toes, basically, and at the front end, they get a little bit sharper, so that's one way. But also there at the back of their ankles, they have these two prongs. So sometimes when the foot digs in enough, you get the two toes where you can see them kind of widening towards the back. And then there's a little gap, and then there's two dimples where the prongs go. An interesting thing that I've noticed on several kind of undulate tracks. Actually, just before I say that, Mark, am I right in saying undulates? Am I right in saying undulates are like two-toed animals?
Yeah.
So deer is an undulate?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure. I was getting my facts right. So yeah, an undulate.
Like grazers, right?
Yeah, they're like grazing animals and they have two toes. So like cows, etc. are all undulates. But something I've noticed is that when undulates are going downhill, they pinch their toes together. So they can, like on like flat ground, if it's like wet, their toes like slightly spread out, but when they're going downhill they pinch them together, so you can kind of tell also not only by the shape of the toes or where the prongs are, but also how pinched the toes are. You can tell whether they've been going down or uphill. There you go, a little fun fact. We're actually just about to cross a massive lake, and it's kind of scary because on the edge where we are there's like exposed. I kind of feel like we should go over, but I am a little bit scared. I'll walk down a little bit closer and just have a little poke. But yeah, there's like exposed ice. It's pretty soft, isn't it?
It's got another layer underneath.
We could try it. People have done it.
I reckon it might be okay.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah, there's two layers of exposed ice either side, and then there's a very thin snowy patch.
Maybe not.
Right at the start that we go across.
What do you think?
I really don't know. I kind of want to, but Molly did just do a pokey test and her pole did go through.
Is this stupid?
I don't know. It's one of those things that if we fall through it is stupid, but if we don't, it's not. Damn, okay.
There's no harm in going
around. Yeah, no, there is no harm in going around. Hey, who are we trying to prove to? No, probably a good move actually. Because that ice looks pretty thin. And yeah, Molly poked through the first layer a second ago. So yeah, we're going to go around. It's fair, it's only fair. The sun's up. Sun's up, guns up. It's actually quite warm as well. So, another reason not to step on ice. Climb up to Kearsarge is rough. I'm just watching the others come up. I'm on the zigzag part of the pass. It should be easier, but to get to it, it was literally a vertical climb, probably about, I don't know, 800 foot, something like that, through thick snow. Insane. I'm gonna sit up here until Mole comes. It's peaceful though. Look, enjoy this peace with me. Not sure if you can hear it, but there's a slight chirping in the distance. That's a chipmunk. Every now and then you see them run across the snow, like underneath rocks and stuff. Nice one.
That was a hell of a climb.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it? Smashed it.
Oh my god. Break.
Break.
I started doing this thing where I wouldn't look up till after the song was finished.
Oh yeah? Was it working?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. I always try to do that. I try to, like, I look ahead and I pick out something.
And then you try and get there.
Yeah, and then I look down and I'll keep on walking until I get to it. But
that's good.
I couldn't do it on that. I had to stop all the time.
This is the first time I tried it. I was like, okay. Don't look up. Just keep going. And the song finishes, then look up. And I was like, okay. Oh, fuck. Especially when you get to that part and you see it just goes around, you're like, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope Molly's okay. She wasn't feeling too good.
No.
I think maybe the sun.
Yeah.
But I think when she gets up here.
Yeah, it'd be nice and cool.
Yeah.
She can sit down for a while.
So it's just switchbacks?
I think so. Switchbacks and then over. I think it's easier from here.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Good job, Mol. Come take a seat. Oh, sorry. I put my pole. It wasn't really inconvenient. Nice seat here if you want. Well done, Mo. That was tough as titties. It was hard, wasn't it?
The sun really hurts me.
Yeah, I think you got hit by it pretty hard yesterday. Do you want your sun hat on?
No, I don't have it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just getting the sweat burns my face.
Yeah. Is it hurting you as in, like, burning?
Yeah. No, the sweat mixes with the sun cream.
Yeah.
And burns my face.
Look at it. Hold on.
Let me just sit on my sunglasses, please.
All right, I ain't gonna move. Oh, what a climb. I think potentially the toughest climb yet. If there's any consolation, your hat was giving you perfect shade on your face. So you can wipe the sunscreen off if you want, if you need.
At this angle.
No, when you were coming up as well. Because your head was down. Good job, Mom. Summited, and now we're descending. Whew! Yeah, the view at the top was super, super cool. Looking down, we've got, it's so weird when we come across a valley which looks down at like snowless mountains and plains and stuff, like valleys, and they all just look a bit like how it was back in Southern California. Oh man, the sun is out in full effect. It's crazy, I'm surrounded by frozen water and yet I'm boiling. Hey dude. Oh, hey little dog.
About how far you think it is from the pass?
Mile maybe.
That's it?
Something like that, yeah. Oh,
fuck yeah, man.
The pass is like, well that's the pass right there. Yeah, oh, so yeah. You've just got this. I mean, it's pretty.
That's the pass right there?
That's the pass right there, yeah.
Where the hell's the really steep part there? Oh, this is it. This is the part. Then I remember when we went down, I was like, fuck, I don't want to go back up that. Dude, thank you. You saved my day.
No worries.
Goddamn, going up this is real fun.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, we'll do. See you later. Ooh.
Get my raincoat.
Yeah, sure thing.
Thank you.
I'm sweating so much. I didn't.
What's that?
Someone left their hat at the top. So whereabouts are they?
In the top pocket.
Top pocket. Glassade away. Sorry, it's just behind everything. Here they come. There you go. It's a little lucky. We have a little route around. I can't see the north hill of them, but there's a lot of stuff in there, so I'm sure they are. I'm gonna get mine on as well. That's good, because I put mine in a convenient place. Oh no, Molly, I was joking, that's a joke. Sorry.
I know.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. I was joking, Mo. I wasn't having a go. Man, our descent was fun. That guy was not lying. Oh, about to glissade, people. This is gonna be good. So we've technically just entered the John Muir Wilderness, but I think we'll be entering it as part of the PCT anyway at some point. So I'm gonna not count it for now.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
I'll wait for you to leave.
Yeah, sure thing, but you can lead the way. Lead the glissade. Here we go. I'm set and ready. Yeah, it's hot, isn't it? It's mad how hot it gets in the snow when the sun comes up. Mad, I tell you. Mad. I think so. Whoa, that looks like a good one. Bye, Mo. Oh, this looks so fun. So, just so, I've mentioned it before, but just so you guys remember, glissading is where you slide down a hill of snow on your butt. Usually you put on your rain pants, gives you a bit more slick and keeps your butt dry, and you slide all the way down. This looks like a good one, dude. Okay, I'm gonna get ready for mine. I'm gonna preemptively slip into it. Okay, here we go. Am I good, Sky? Go. Here we go. Oh. All right. See you at the bottom, people. Woo! Woo! Ah! Down to this corner, around the tree. Now. That was sick. Did you overshoot? Woo! That was good. My butt is cold. Oh. So yeah, officially entering John Muir Wilderness, and the peak of Kearsarge Pass was 11,200 foot. So pretty tall, guys. Pretty tall. Ah, man, it was cool. When we got to the top, there were a load of people, like there was actually like a line of traffic coming up the hill on the other side. People coming back from Bishop, and spoke to a few of them, and they said Bishop's really good. It's got everything you could want, lots of outdoor stores, plenty of food, places and things to do. So that sounds good. Apparently Independence only really has a French restaurant. Okay. So yeah, they painted a good picture of Bishop. Sounds like we've got another glissade coming. I'm gonna go across. Yeah, it's a bit steep. On my right hand side, it just drops off and the snow's getting all slushy in the sun. That heat that I'm talking about. Yay, Molly's going for it. Get it, Mo. That looks like a fast one. Whoa. Damn, it just gave way on my right. There's a big slab of ice falling down. Whew. I'm good. I'm good. That's scary. Okay. I'm gonna get into position. Okay. Okay. Really dig your feet in, Roy. Oh, this is steep. Oh, okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Go. Whoa. Ah! Woo! Oh no! 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 Oh. My poles. Woo! Man. That was thick. Oh, oh, bit of an abrupt ending on the gonads on that one. Oh man, I spun out. Oh, that was so fun. Oh, it's all up my back. Oh, sliding down, and I kept on twisting, and I think my pole got caught on the edge and spun me. The weight of my bag just spun me around. That was so good. Yo! That was really fun. Oh. It's too slushy to be scared. You just dig in. But it's just like, as...
You didn't tear your
phone, did it? No. But it was like... I was like wibbling side to side. And then there was just one wibble where the weight of my bag just swung me around. And I was like, oh no. That's good. Oh.
Where are they?
I assume they're down here, but... Oh yeah, they're there. Came so far today, didn't we?
I know. I didn't do extras. Yeah, I just saw the mark.
Yeah.
Don't let them near your pack.
Oh. Will they just chew right through?
They'll chew your pads off because of salt.
Oh, makes sense.
And they'll steal anything you leave.
Yeah.
Okay, they're thieves.
Yeah. Who isn't there, you know?
Yeah. We were on the PCT and then there was snow straight, but then the trail looked like it went left. So we went left because we were like, oh, that's clearly like a cut off and we don't want to do what, even though it was aiming straight for here, we were like, no, that's clearly the wrong way, and the lady told us not to go off trail. And then we were wandering around for like 2 miles.
Now, I'm really good with accents. You're from New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Are they yours? Yeah, they're on a glissade.
England.
I do.
Yeah.
You know, the English only have 2 things they need to apologize for.
Uh-oh.
What?
Go on.
Weetabix and Marmite.
Weetabix is great.
Yeah, Weetabix, what are you on about?
No. It's the best way to start your day.
Let me explain what Weetabix is. Weetabix is something that they eat for breakfast,
yep.
But it's a cross between shredded wheat and a hockey puck without the flavor of either one.
I think we've had
I've tried it.
Yeah.
Yeah, on its own it has no flavor.
They sell that.
You know, they got the lorries going down the motorways.
Just wait.
Got three lorries full of this
stuff. Get settled,
and I don't get it.
Yeah,
of course you can. Have you ever had anyone say no? Can I see your permit? No.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
And what is it, the kind of thing where if they say no, you're just like, oh.
I say, let me see your ID. You get a ticket.
I can't believe people say no.
Well, I guess I've had people happen. Like, I tell them to stop, like, I'll be like, stop on the trail. And this guy, like, high fived me and got money. And so I ran up to him, ended up catching him. And...
That's funny.
Yeah. Federal law enforcement.
Yeah.
You don't really need to.
And like, literally, any ticket we write's an instant misdemeanor. So, like,
oh, man, you're done.
I didn't know that.
I don't like writing tickets very much. Happens.
We lost you, went down that bit so quick.
No worries.
There for
yeah,
so
I was.
Long.
I looked we back and then I was like, where'd they go?
Well, you just like whizzed down. It took us like half an hour to get down that bit. Did
oh,
you go
there
on
was
the
one
crusade?
Part? You know, I slid down.
Yeah.
And then I just walked down. And then did you see the trail that has turned into a waterfall?
Yeah.
I was like, that's crazy.
And
that's only gonna get worse.
Yeah. It is mad, isn't it? It was cool. That was really fun coming down.
Yeah. Although I did like tiring. I was sliding on my butt
isn't it,
and
isn't it weird
I like punched through where these rocks
are. Oh no.
Yeah, I loved it.
But you're right.
Yeah. Oh.
My knees are killing me from that bit.
Are they?
Yeah, well my left one. I don't know what I've done. I think it's soft tissue stuff, but it's really downhill. It's like dump, dump, dump.
Do you need to take 2 zeros in Bishop? Have you guys been hiking?
Oh no, maybe.
What was the longest break that you guys took?
We took a week off with these guys. Oh, it was 10 days.
6 days?
Five or six.
Five or six, yeah.
Is that like, because we had somebody at the top was like, oh, they're checking if people are taking longer than 24 hours.
So the PCT, our thing on the forest is if you have a permit from us, you get 24 hours. With the PCT though, their thing is you have a reasonable amount of time.
Okay.
They don't have a set time.
No.
So that's one of the things that's why we're doing the survey.
Oh, okay.
Is to find out like, how long people are taking breaks, where they're taking breaks, just so we can kind of get an idea.
Yeah, it was
Kennedy Meadows.
Yeah, it's not to get you guys in trouble or anything.
No, okay.
It's just data.
Now, next year might be different. Next year, if the rules change, you could come down and be like, I took a 6-day break, and be like, your permit's invalid. It depends what happens.
That'd be me.
It's going to depend. I don't know. Well, I really don't know what they're going to do. The big thing right now is there's just so much resource damage out there. When we made the original agreement with the PCT to do their permits, there was only about 400 people getting permits. Now there's over 6,000.
Yeah, it's tons in there.
It's not fair to the people that are trying to get permits to go out there where like somebody could just print one of these out and say I hiked 500 miles.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of fair enough.
So we're just trying to figure out something that keeps access to people like you guys, but also protects them.
Yeah, for sure.
Last year I saw 162 hikers.
Because we're definitely not out to get anybody.
I get up there on the first day, I have about 60. And I have to go down every night into the town of Arnold to resupply. Because I had 62 people one day last year.
We did. We did this morning.
Shocking.
We
right?
Yeah, did it before 11:30, babe.
Let's go get some pizza.
Yeah, last night we were like, oh my gosh, we did not know it was it. Like, we don't know about 9 miles somewhere. Yeah. And we thought it was just 2 miles. So. We were very sad this morning when we started walking.
Cheers,
like,
bud. Thank you.
We have no food left. But we did.
That was funny. We were like, let's eat all of our food last night.
Yeah. Mo, I'm going to have that grandma's cookie now. I'm hungry.
Have you got any drinks?
I do.
Can I have one, please?
Well, you have a number of choices.
Oh, okay.
I have coffee.
Okay.
Coca-Cola.
Huh.
Root beer.
Okay.
Orange juice and chocolate milk.
What a amazing selection.
Also to eat, I have bananas, donuts.
What? Donuts.
Chicken salad sandwiches.
Hey, chicken salad sandwiches.
Okay.
Sandwiches
are on. Oh my goodness, this is the best. I saw that.
Wait a minute. Aren't you going this way?
I saw those cars from the top and I was like, trail magic! And so I'm like running down.
Hey, you are in Lenny.
Thank you so much. That? What is it? What's
chicken salad.
Chicken salad?
Yes. Yeah, and the juice is really good.
Was it? Might have
You guys know, like, because we heard this hostel's pretty cool, but we also are thinking of splitting a really cheap hotel. Somebody said the Motel 6 was like $75. I couldn't tell you the truth.
It's also Airbnb.
Oh, Airbnb. Yeah,
thank you so much. This is a really delicious sandwich. Well, did you make it?
I did not. I don't. No. So I don't to make that would, in an environment like this, truth. Would invite contaminants.
We just really want to be able to.
Who made it?
Whoever, the chicken salad company.
The chicken salad company are very good.
I will go tell you.
Thank you.
Yeah. It was made by.
I love the red onion.
Oh, cool.
Good Foods Group Cranberry Almond Chicken Salad.
Damn, that sounds good. Is it possible for me to have one of those
Absolutely.
As well?
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Right when you get in, and these F-18s were like buzzing us.
Yep.
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's cool for a bit, and then you get really annoyed by it.
Well, Josh was loving it.
Everyone else was like, oh, these stupid things. And Josh was just like,
I don't know. I have a love-hate with them. Like, my grandpa was in the Air Force for a long time, and I've always loved airplanes. And then sometimes it's like 7 o'clock in the morning, they fly really over my house, and I'm like, oh, I hate you guys. But yeah, there's a air base in Ridgecrest that they all fly out of.
That's right, yeah.
And this is all restricted airspace all the way to Big Pine.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Yeah, yesterday I saw a B-2, but it was way...
Yep. I've actually seen a lot of F-35s lately.
Really?
Yeah, surprisingly enough.
So cool.
Which is one of the cool ones to me since it's new.
Yeah.
And seen a couple of those big super galaxies.
Yeah.
Those things are pretty badass when they're flying. Seen a lot of cool ones. And they do funny stuff too. Like I was in a canyon one time and one of them flew over me. And then he circled back around and then came back and rolled over and waved at me. From,
oh, yeah. Oh, sick.
Flew over. I was like, whoa, that was cool. He was like so glad. I had my camera out and I could like, I have pictures of the stickers that were on his plane.
Oh, wow.
That's so cool.
That was pretty fun. Yeah, you can't even fly a drone over anywhere over 200 feet from Ridgecrest to Big Pine.
Done.
Or else the Air Force has a, at their discretion, discretion. Can shoot it down.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. That'd
yeah, I'll do it. I would do it anyway. That'd be well fun. Just flying away from them like, ah!
Yeah, I fly a drone sometimes, so sometimes I've like, thought like, it'd be kind of cool to have a missile coming towards
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you come and fetch this?
Yep, coming. Oh.
Yeah,
all good, all good.
So I don't have to waste a bag either, so.
Thank you.
Alright, welcome.
This looks good.
Oh,
really?
Giving us a ride? What is your name, sir?
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Where did you two come from? You come from up there?
Yeah?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me they were part of your group. I thought they were.
No, we're coming down.
Didn't you come down the trail?
I know, we got lost.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm your ride.
These are her brakes.
I'm going. No, here I'm. The reason I said that is because I think you're coming from town.
Oh.
And you drive 15 miles and you're already hungry?
No. We've been walking all day.
Yeah, we're stoned.
We deserve this.
No. Can I leave you with a sandwich?
No, okay. Thanks. I'm good. I brought lunch today. All
right. Yeah, these are
I appreciate it, though.
Sorry.
Bobby, you look like you got a shiner.
It's okay.
He's
you guys covered.
That's awesome. Thank you.
What's your name? Sorry.
Chipmunk.
Thank you, Chipmunk. Sorry, we couldn't confuse you.
Yeah, you guys.
I'm Spook, and she's Ducky.
Stuffy.
Ducky.
Oh, Stuffy.
Yeah, although I like Stuffy. Stuffy's good.
Yeah, I climbed over Kearsarge Pass today. I woke up at 6 in the morning in the cold.
Yes. And young man, what would you like to drink? After hearing the choices.
Do you have any more? Oh,
yes.
Orange juice.
Yes.
Thank you.
So
I was going to say chocolate milk, but I wanted some fruity.
You know you want orange juice. Oh, I'm going to have a milkshake at some point today.
Mm-hmm.
What are we eating today? I'm so excited.
The last 3 days
has been the most intense 3 days, I think, so far.
Mm.
It's been real tough.
It's been like, I can really feel the hiker hunger kicking in. Yeah. Like yesterday, I could not get full. I was like, come on.
Wait
a minute. Hold on. I knew I forgot something. We did a lot of this in the wrong order.
I know.
We did a little bit of this in the wrong order.
You guys came the wrong way, so you got confused.
What is it?
Just get excited.
You finish your sandwich.
Just get excited.
Get excited.
Okay. I was like, what is it, a hot
sandwich?
What is
your sandwich?
It's about to happen.
What does
What's
this mean?
Happen?
I know. I thought the same.
A lollipop!
Oh, no way.
It's a moist chowder.
Open it up.
It's almost better than a lollipop.
It's pretty awesome.
It's
warm.
It's
really nice on
your
face.
And it's
lemony.
And you can keep it if you want it.
I can...
You've got... I don't know how, but you've got a black eye.
Look, see?
Yeah, I can see that. You look abominable.
Oh, my God.
That's brilliant.
Oh.
I was like, oh,
that is a nice touch, Chipmunk. Yeah. I think that's probably made that the best trail into so far because of the moist
towel. It was best because as soon as it came down, it was like.
Wow. Is this grouse?
Yeah.
Is that what we're hearing? The
yep.
Whoom, whoom.
Knew
it!
Ethan called it.
Grouse.
What's a grouse?
It's like a
chicken bird.
It's a big bird over like.
Oh.
They'll sit up in the branches. Like when you hear them, they're usually right up above you in the branches.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to stop. Thank you so much. You're an absolute star.
I saw one last week and it still had like
drink
their,
that orange juice.
Still had a little bit of its snow color.
Oh, man. That's so good. That's so
can
good.
Can we leave in... 10 minutes or less.
We're
yeah.
Ready. We're ready to go. I can.
You guys have,
I can
wait
and.
No.
Yeah. I saw some little ones coming, but then like, I guess they had a lot of colors and stuff. So when I walked up, they all like scattered.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. There's
all close before
there.
We start loading packs.
I saw some.
Oh, don't.
I saw some really small birds. They had a really kind of unique call and really red face, kind of like finches. Do you have any idea what they are?
I don't know what elevation about did you see it?
I can literally, it's those, they were on top of those like scraggly looking trees.
So there's a house finch that's out here that has a red head.
Okay.
Uh-huh. There's also a really rare red finch out here that sits around 10,000 feet above.
Oh, okay.
Or above, and they're almost completely red.
Oh, okay.
But if you saw just a red head, it was probably just a house finch.
Cool. Good to know.
Let's do all of it.
And then they said there's a good pizza place. Or they said
there's a good pizza place?
Is it a pizza place?
Come on, Rambo.
Okay.
Pizza factory's pretty good.
Is it another pizza factory?
They'll throw like a million toppings on your pizza, so that's cool. The upper crust is okay. Better Italian food than pizza.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
It sounds like there's loads of options.
The barbecue place, Holy Smoke, is amazing. If you want some meat, that place is so good.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best barbecue places.
Dude, we went to a really good...
Drugs of Humanity Only. Yeah, that's us.
Why does it say, why should I own
that? Well, when I see PCT hikers, you want to run.
Oh.
This guy's funny.
Sweet mountain. So what's the brewery called?
Here it is. This is our room. It's the happy room. Woo! We are in Hostel California in Bishop. It's so good. It's so nice. How are we going to leave here tomorrow? I do not know. We probably won't. Man, I look like a wild man. Whoa. Whew. This is awesome. Really nice hostel. Free laundry across the way. Don't know if it's free. They have so much here. Games, kitchen. We've got like a little ensuite. There's like a chill room. Ribbit's here. Nelly's here. Sobo's coming soon. We've got a room with two double beds for Molly and I. And then also Josh and Ant. Sobo can go into a bunk room. We tried to get a room for five. It just didn't work out. But this is dope. I'm so happy. Bishop looks like it's going to be such a good place to chill out. I need to wash my clothes and wash my body. I look like a wild man.
Your hair smells good, Babarella. On the road.
Sorry, that's a confusing question.
Wait, do we know where we're going?
Ready?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Are you leading us?
Onwards to glory.
Oh wait, right hand side of the
room.
No, I don't know if we have a key. The air is so hot. What is going on?
My pants are sweaty.
Knees weak, arms are heavy. He's vomiting on a sweater already. Mom's spaghetti. Cycling to the brewery for food. Is it on the right? Okay. Tom, get your butt in front. I don't know where I'm going.
Yeah.
Yes, we're just cycling our way to the brewery to go get ourselves some food and beer.
I feel like it's one of those experiences where you get to town and you only remember the good things.
Yeah.
Then you get back out there, you're like, oh my god!
Oh, it's cold and wet and horrible.
I don't miss the cold waking up in the morning.
Yeah. Frozen shoes, always good.
Yeah, we literally made a fire every night to drive everything. Otherwise, we probably couldn't have done it. Don't worry, everyone is in spikes.
I don't think people are following the fire prohibited
rule.
It's so hot. Cricket, I don't mean to alarm you, but you've got something crawling in your hair.
Oh,
black beans, jasmine, white rice.
It's a beetle.
Damn, dude, are you going to be here tomorrow?
How did that happen?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Welcome
right
to
on,
Sierra.
I'll be back. Came here like 3 weeks ago, and this is the best sandwich I've had in ages.
Oh, that's
oh, really?
Awesome. It was so good.
Yeah, it's my brother's.
Oh, sweet.
Yes, sir. Mountain Rambler Brewery.
There you go, sir. Hey, thank you.
You can call it tracks.
do it, but it's just not possible.
Yeah, you need like a nice weather window.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's really
I mean,
hard.
It was beautiful. It was like super sunny. It was just too windy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The kind of ridgeline and pass is pretty sketchy without the wind.
Yeah.
It's really narrow.
Which one?
Whitney.
Yeah, we saw that the guy, he was by himself too, and he was just like going so slow.
Yes.
And it was, I was like, man, I hope he, I don't know who he was, but I hope he made it.
You know Limbo? Zach?
We have it?
No.
He was like, he was at Warner Springs when you guys were there. He was staying there for like a week. He's here with us.
Oh, we saw him, yeah.
He has
oh, yeah,
like the
he had
photography a, thing.
He hurt his foot or something, or his leg.
Yeah. He did Whitney twice in 2 days.
What?
Did he really?
Why?
He went up there the first day to like scope out spots to take pictures of people. And then the second day he went up with a big group to take pictures of them.
Whoa.
Wow.
Good for him.
And then he did Forrester the next day and Kearsarge together in one day.
Whoa, that's
he
intense.
Hiked out from Forrester.
But I remember he was in Warner Springs because he was already doing like 20 plus miles before Warner Springs, so he's probably just...
Yeah.
Crazy.
He's got frostbite. Yeah.
And he's got frostbite.
That's what he said. And then
well, that
the guy
sucks.
I thought I was getting there with me. And I was like... talking to that guy downstairs.
Hey, dude, can you not feel that? I'm going to break skin in a minute. He couldn't feel anything. It was really bad.
So see that girl downstairs that was on the couch?
Yeah, cowgirl.
How did they all get frostbite?
She was at Forrester at the top waiting for her group. And in that time frame, she got frostbite.
She didn't have
I'm not sure what she had. I think she had boobs, maybe.
I'm thankful for our seal skins.
You just got to keep
moving. That's kind of scary. The burgers at Chibata Bread. That's so good.
We all bought Randy Sun socks. It's like the cheapest one on Amazon that are waterproof. And they're meant to be really good. Like coconut jam did the whole stretch with them on top of his normal socks, and not once did he get wet socks. Through like stream crossings and everything. So they're like $20. Yeah. $20. Pretty good. Next day delivery.
Next day?
Like I stuck them underneath the tap for a minute with my socks underneath them and they were dry. So.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, the seal skins have been really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I always, they feel wet on the outside and then you take them off and it's like, oh, my foot's dry.
Mine have been wet on the inside, but I can't tell if that's
only
sweat.
Only because you've not been up to dry them.
Your sweat.
Yeah.
You should, if you flip the seal skins around, then you'll...
Cheers,
dude.
Did you order anything?
I will order a beer. I think I'm going to get a sandwich off.
Yeah, it's about outside.
I got leftover curry as well.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, so it's going to be psyched to see you guys.
Yeah, I hope Soko is down already.
She was behind you, right?
Well, yeah. She said she was going to try and leave around 7 a.m.
From the bottom of the body?
From the bottom of the back. Yeah, got so slushy. So quickly.
I know, we did the same. We left at like 6:30. Got to the top of the pass by midday. And going up all froggy in that late morning slush was really hard.
To be honest, I'm really glad we didn't leave any later. Because only when we were right at the top was it slushy.
Yeah.
Mm. Like climbing up, it was still pretty hard.
Yeah.
We did good. We got down like before.
Mm-hmm.
We were down at 11.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, it's really good.
Really good.
I know. I don't know how we did it, really, actually.
We did it by...
I didn't tell you guys, but at one point I was like, Ethan, I'm thinking I'm going to have a double dinner tonight. And he was just like, okay, cool, why? And I was like, because we're missing lunch. And he was just like, what? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, it's 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I was like, shit. I'm like, what?
It ruins your schedule.
Yeah.
Finish the day and it's midday. I've just walked so far.
Dude, I think Kearsarge Pass going out the other way is going to be fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That looked tough.
That was so tough.
So tough.
Yeah.
That looks really tough.
That was way worse than the
slushy.
Other, like,
we
the other...
We have to get there before the sun sets up.
Yeah, for sure.
Way too slushy.
Like, people today left at 7 for the bus.
We
just saw so many people coming up.
It is too late. Yeah.
I think maybe do like a Nero if you're doing that, and then do like halfway up to the bus, camp out, and wait till work.
That's what I think we should do. Is like.
I think that's what we're doing.
But then that means you got to camp up there, right?
Yeah, like halfway somewhere that's sheltered, I guess.
Because then we'd be able to do Glen Pass as well. Because if you think about it, we've got to go over Kearsarge and go over Glen as well.
Not the same day.
Yeah.
I know, but do you really think that's doable or safe to do? Like Glen Pass in the afternoon after you're exhausted?
I don't think it'll take us an afternoon to get up to Glen.
What's
it's pretty close to Kearsarge.
Kearsarge alone, though, is going to take...
Yeah, it'll take a while.
I mean, it's going to take 3-4 hours to get over that.
I think she means... Do half of the halfway up Kearsarge, then the next day do Kearsarge, then Glen.
Yeah.
The rest of Kearsarge and then Glen.
That is why I feel like that's kind of doable.
Yeah.
We'll have to look at that.
Yeah.
I just don't know Glen in the afternoon.
Talking about it makes me tired.
It's like I get so burnt out from the